produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to my Father's Teachings. My name is Terrence Burton. It's good to have you all here today. Before we get into the word for us today, let's go before the Father and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I yield myself to your precious spirit. Father, I am at a place of surrender so that you can use my voice to communicate truth. Father, I pray for the opening up of your people's eyes of understanding so that they can see what the Spirit of God has to say to us as believers. Father, there's a wealth of wisdom and understanding, a wealth of knowledge in your word. And so, Father, I thank you that your words will be clear and that your words will feed your people today, all to the glory of your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and thank God. All right, the last time we met, we started talking about guarding your heart. And so we're going to keep with that theme for this particular lesson, beginning in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It says, keep thy heart, or the word keep can also be translated guard. So keep or guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So before we get into the recap of what we talked about, what it talked about last week, I just want to say a couple of things in regards to some of these words. Now, he says, keep thy heart with all diligence. In some translations, it says, above everything, guard your heart or protect your heart. You know, when I think about safety, when I think about protection, we don't protect things that we think of as not being valuable. So we protect that which we deem valuable. We protect that which we deem important. And the importance is based upon generally what that particular object that's being protected provides. So he says, guard, or you keep your heart above everything else, or you keep your heart with all diligence. But then he tells us why. He said, for out of it are the issues of life. And so what I want you to walk away with is the understanding that the reason we are protecting our heart is because your heart is the creative center of your person. See, that's big, because oftentimes what we do is we want to blame someone else. We want someone else to be responsible for the issues of our lives, when the author here says that we are to guard our hearts with all diligence, because out of our own heart come the issues of life. And so as we get into this lesson, then we're going to wean ourselves off of blame. We're going to wean ourselves off of pointing the finger at other people, praise God, and take responsibility, take ownership of our lives, because we are in a healthy place of understanding that out of my heart come the issues of my life. And so that's the basis of this lesson that we're talking about. All right. Praise God. So we're protecting our heart because our heart houses something sacred. and that out of it are the issues of our lives. And so that's why we're guarding our heart. And so last time we started talking about some enemies of the heart, and just to kind of give us a little bit of a recap of these enemies, we talked about the, before I read that, let's go over to Mark chapter 4, verse 14. So we're not going to read the entire parable. We're going to start at verse 14, where he's explaining the parable that he previously told. Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 14, it says, "The sower soweth the word." Now, as we understand that it's the Father who is actually sowing the word. He's released the word into the earth realm. Verse 15, "And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard." Now, just to reiterate, one of the things that we talked about last time is regarding these three enemies or these three hearts that are not conditioned the way they should be. One thing that they all had in common is that they heard the word. So there are four types of hearts that Jesus outlines here. So you have the person whose heart was aimless, or they received seed without a purpose. Then you also had the hard-hearted person. And then you also have what's coming up, which is the person whose heart is mixed. And then you finally have the person's heart that is productive. But the one thing that they all had in common was they heard the word. So just to reiterate, that's why it's important for us to understand that this is deeper than going to church. This is deeper than going to a Bible study. This is deeper than even having regular time where you read the word, because all four of these types of hearts had the word given to them. So if three out of four can be unproductive, then that tells us, in fact, that hearing the word is not enough. There is something else that's missing, or something else that's added that shouldn't be there. But we're going to probe into that a little deeper. So let's continue to read. All right. Verse 15, "And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." Verse 16, "And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness." They immediately receive that word with gladness. Verse 17, "And have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended." Verse 18, "And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." Verse 20, "And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, and some 60, and some 100. So, before I explain these particular verses, one thing I want to mention, and this is still in recapping what we talked about, that since all of these heard the word, I want you to understand something, because it's very easy for us to think that it's about us. And on a level, it is about us. But more importantly, what it is that the enemy does not want you and I to have the word in our heart. So it's really about the word, because the enemy, your adversary, knows that the only thing that's stopping, that would stop you from winning, would be if you don't have the word in your heart, and that if your heart is not a productive heart, because that's why he does, it doesn't matter if you get the word, he'll just either steal it, persecute you so to try to get you to separate yourself from the word, or as we're about to look at in a moment, he will try to get you to mix it up so that the word will become unfruitful. So again, and I cannot talk about it enough, that we have to go deeper than hearing the word. All right. So just to probe a little deeper in these verses, in 15, it says that Satan comes immediately and he takes or he steals this word from this person. Why? Because this person had the word, but it was really purposeless. In other words, it's almost like they heard the word by accident. There was no actual planting. The word was just at such a very low level that it didn't go deep into the heart. And so then when you look at the next verse where it says, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard, just like the previous one heard, immediately receive with gladness. So they're happy that they got the word. They're excited about the word. They talked about, oh, that was quite a message they heard. They are on fire from what they heard. But then it says, and have no root in themselves. Now, let me say this about root. It takes a little time for root to develop. So basically what he's dealing with here is that this person, they heard the word, but they have not had that word or allowed that word to be in their heart and mind long enough for it to develop root. And see, when you understand the concept of a seed having root, roots help the seed stability. It also helps the seed to extract from its environment, to extract food from its environment. So there is a strength that you don't possess if you don't have root. And the roots, again, are developed over time of nurturing that word that was planted in your heart. But he said these people, the word was sown on stony ground. And it says, and they have no root in themselves, so endure but for a time. In other words, they can only hold out for a very limited amount of time. And this is afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, not because there's something special, because they're so great. No, he said when persecution or when affliction arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Why? Because they were not getting the affliction or the persecution before the word. So that's why it's important for you and I to understand that affliction and persecution comes with us carrying the word. When you put the word in your heart, you have to understand that affliction, that persecution will come. Why? Because not everybody's excited about you being in that word. Not everybody's excited about you loving God and wanting to please God and wanting to walk in love and live a holy, clean life or anything like that. Live a life that glorifies the Father. They don't want you to do that. And so there is persecution that will come because of the word, because the word of God in you will work like a magnet and it will attract people who will bring persecution to you, to your doorstep. All right. Now look at verse 18. This is where we're coming into today's lesson. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. So remember, the first group heard, the second group heard. Now he's introducing a third type heart. And he says, this person or this type heart, they heard the word as well. But then it says in verse 19, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word and it becometh unfruitful. Now, let's unpack a few things here. Now, I'm going to make a statement here, and I really want you to understand this, because oftentimes we fail to manifest things because we believe things that aren't true. Let me say that again. Oftentimes we fail to receive from God because we believe things that aren't true. See, you have to understand that ultimately the enemy is after your belief system. And if your belief system has cracks in it, if your belief system is wrong, then your behaviors, your thoughts, your words, the things that you would do to protect it will be wrong. That's why he said, guard your heart. Why? Because what you put in your heart requires protection. Even the word. Look at this. He said that the word of God can be choked and become unfruitful. In other words, relative to your life, there are things that God has spoken. And if you don't protect your heart, then the word in your heart can be choked and become unproductive or unfruitful. So another thing we have to understand with this is that my heart determines if God's word works in my life. You need to get a hold of that. Jesus is teaching here that your heart determines, the condition of your heart determines whether or not God's word will be productive in your life. I know that's foreign to some of you, but it's right here in the word. He says that there are three things that can make the word of God become unproductive. In other words, you heard it, but it's not producing for you. Oh my God. So look, well, what's the first thing? He said the cares of this world. Well, what do you mean by cares of this world, man of God? Cares of this world has to do with worry. You're afraid because you've been watching the news and you've heard about all these different things, calamities coming on the earth. And so you are worried about what's going on in your environment. You are involved with the cares of this world. So what he is saying here is that when you are worrying, your mind is involved with the cares of this world. Your worry has the ability, or rather it will choke the word of God and make the word of God in you unproductive. Get a hold of that. All right. So he says the cares of this world. Well, what's something else that he mentions? He says the deceitfulness of riches. Now, he didn't say riches, but he did say the deceitfulness of riches has the ability to choke the word and make the word unproductive. Why? Because the deceitfulness of riches, deceit, has the ability to choke. Think about it like this. The purpose of deceit is to trick you out of something. And so that's why it's very important for us to have an honest and a truthful understanding relative to riches. So he's not saying having riches will choke the word, but he is saying the deceitfulness of riches. Well, what would be the difference? A balanced, truthful understanding would be that you understand that you need to have money to take care of things and that God wants you to have things. Where deceitfulness comes in is where you think that your life is based on the abundance of things. That you measure your life by your stuff. Then you have gone into the deceitfulness of riches. Why? Because you have exaggerated the benefit of riches instead of seeing them in their proper light. That yes, I need money to pay my bills. I need money to go vacation. I need money to buy my clothes. I need money to buy my food. I need money to put my children through college. I need money for these different various things. That's fine. But when you start measuring your life and feel like, well, I'm not something, or I don't really have life because I don't have X amount of dollars, or watch this, or you start looking down at other people, You feel like because you've got money that you have a right to look down at people because they don't have anything. That comes under the category of deceitfulness of riches. And that, my friend, will choke the word and make God's word unproductive in your life. Why? Because your belief system is off. So when he's talking about guarding your heart, what God is talking about is you have to protect your belief system. And you maintain it with the spirit of truth. All right. What's the next thing he says? So he says the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word. All right. So we've got a few minutes that we're going to cover that I want to cover that particular part. So he says the lust of other things. Now, there are two basic definitions that I want to address as it relates to lust of other things. And one word that I found is that it means residue. Now, when I think about residue, I think about something that was left over. Like, let's say you clean your stove, but then there was some residue. There was something left behind. And so it's not totally pure, totally clean, because there's residue. And so relative to our hearts, that's why it's important for us to allow the word and our prayer time, our fellowship with the Father, to clean our hearts. Father, remove the residue of where I've been. I know you delivered me. And I'm not saying you have to do this every day. I'm not putting a time schedule on this. But what I'm saying is that we need to make sure that our hearts are pure. Why? Because if there's residue in my heart that contradicts the word, then that residue that's in my heart will be able to choke the word. See, what's important is that I have the environment. Watch this. Praise God. What is most important is that you have the proper environment in your heart so that the word will be productive. See, we have to make sure that we're protecting the atmosphere that the word is in. Praise God. So we have to rid ourselves of the residue of things that contradict the word. Because if I want the word to produce, then I have to eliminate things that are in my heart that will prevent it. Let me give you an example of this. When it comes to fixing your finances, you have to eliminate certain habits, certain bills, in order to get to that place of financial freedom. Oftentimes, we just think of making more money, but there's also the elimination of things that are eating away at your money. Same thing when it comes to health. There is the side of it where you're talking about you need to add certain things to your diet. You need to start eating more vegetables. You need to start eating more nuts and grains and things like that. You need to start drinking more water. But then there are also things you need to cut back. You need to eliminate something. You need to just get flat rid of. And so that's really how it is in life, that in order to get to certain levels in pretty much anything, there are things typically that you will need to add, and then there are things that you need to eliminate. And so here, what Jesus is teaching is that there are some things that must be eliminated from the heart in order to keep those things from choking the word and making the word of God unproductive in the believer's life. Now, another term or definition of lust of other things is a longing for what is forbidden. A longing for what is forbidden. So think about this. You're wanting God's word to work in your life, but you also know that there are some things, some attitudes that God has forbidden. You know, there are some behaviors that God has forbidden. I'm going to use something light. You want the word of God to produce in your life, but then you want to gossip. Well, gossip is forbidden. And so what if your gossip is choking the word and making the word unproductive in your life? What if you're cursing folks out and speaking ill of your neighbor? See, we need to take this extremely serious, that we are willing to eliminate things from our heart. Why? Because what sense is it? And I'm going to have to close with this. What sense is it, my brothers and sisters, for you to be spending that time putting the word in your heart on Sundays, on Wednesdays through the week, only for the word to be choked out by an attitude that is not Christ-like? So I'm going to close with that. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree blessings over your people, and I thank you that they receive the word and that they are walking in this word, and that they will continue to guard or protect their hearts, and that they will protect it with all diligence, knowing full well that out of their heart come the issues of life. God bless you, saints. I'll see you later.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.